let's say every 10 people who would say to you or other people, I'm being electronically harassed, how many of them really are? You know, give me a percent.
I would say that at least 80% of them really are being affected by a directed energy of some form.
Sometimes. That's
now,
enormous.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a directed energy from a covert source, but many of them are. In other words, you might recall in previous shows we discussed that the covert agencies are building what they call non-lethal weapons. And under United States law, under United States Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 1520A, the government and its subcontractors can do bioweapons experiments on the civilian population for any law enforcement purpose. That's how it was left after the law was rewritten. So basically, the law in the book says if these agencies or these subcontractors need bodies to test, well, they can use the people at large. That law's still there. Nobody's removed it.
What's the definition of electronic harassment?
Okay, well, I think you discussed it at the beginning of the show, but we can go through it again. It's if someone uses any electronic device to aid them in invading your person or property for the purpose of gathering information illegally or for the purpose of causing harm, this is electronic harassment.
Motivation?
Well, you know, I had one case where there were two neighbors in the adjoining condos, and these two people were like the Hatfields and McCoys. They were fighting, and these people took a microwave oven apart, and it was over 1,000 watts, and they modified the microwave oven, and we have a picture of it there in the harassment pages, and they started blasting the people next door through the walls, who ended up getting deathly ill. And eventually had to move out just because their health couldn't take it anymore. Now, they were unaware of why they were heating up and they were having blisters and their eyes were having cataracts. And they had all these other symptoms, which you can get from having that kind of radiation exposure. And I could run through those again for the people that are new to this.
Sure, let's do that. And also, could these be these people? Could they be charged with something almost like attempted murder or something like that?
Well, the only state that has any law against it is the state of Michigan. They have a law that has to do with using these weapons. And on the break, I can get the law and read it if you'd like me to read it.
Okay. So, but I guess then in the other states, a microwave transmission of any type is not considered a weapon.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, incredible.
But we all know that it can be a deadly weapon. Here's some of the symptoms if you happen to be radiated. You can get headaches, eye irritation, dizziness, nausea, skin rash, facial swelling, weakness, fatigue, pain in the joints or muscles, buzzing and ringing in the ears, skin numbness, abdominal pressure and pain, breathing difficulty, irregular heartbeat, and we have people that are hearing voices because there's voice-to-skull technology. The patent for that is also in this section whereby you can actually project voices into people's heads. You can have balance problems, paralysis, muscle spasms, convulsions, confusion, depression, difficulty in concentrating, seizure, sleep disturbances, memory difficulties. And also, one of the things that we've been finding is that people are getting what's known as dream insertion. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
Okay, dream insertion is when, instead of just projecting a voice into your head, they can either, while you're sleeping or while you're awake, cause you to experience a dream scenario.
How?
By actually projecting the whole scenario as if it was a movie, but having it go to the inner consciousness rather than the outer consciousness.
Now, I've heard people try to do it with their own dream state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some guy wants to have some woman interested in him, and he dreams about her, and he hopes that she dreams about him, and he concentrates. Same technique, or are we talking about equipment that does this?
Yeah, we're talking about electronic equipment, the same equipment that you'll see in the patent under the V2K technology, the voice-to-skull technology. It can project not only voices in people's heads, it's gotten so much more sophisticated now that it can actually project an experience. Now, I have clients that actually have had that experience happen in the daytime. It would almost be like somebody having a vision, an uncontrolled vision. There are opticals that are transmitted, but mostly the dreams have to do with dream scenarios that these people want to push at you to see if they can get it to affect your normal daily activity.
All right, how do they beam it at you, Roger? And how close do they have to be? Where do they have to be?
Well, as far as power level goes, it depends on your structure, but it doesn't. It's not going to take that much power, because the signals these days are bio-coded. You may recall in one of the prior shows that we had the discussion that if yourself and myself and a third person are all in the same room, and we all have the same cell phones, the exact same model,
mm-hmm.
except your cell phone's programmed with your number and my cell phone's
right.
programmed with my number. Now, while we're in that room, we're all being hit with microwaves, because if we're near a cell tower and our phones say that we're in good reception link, we are in a microwave transmission of what's known as the paging channel. Now, if somebody dials your phone number, your phone is going to come awake. It's going to ring, or actually the first thing it's going to do, it's going to communicate with the cell tower and say, I'm over here, and then it's going to say that we're ready to take the call, and as you accept the call, it's going to the other channels are established. But the point is that my cell phone didn't ring, and the other party's cell phone didn't ring, and the only difference was that the coding of the signal was different.